Okay, in the pathology of the acute graft versus host disease, there will be a lichenoid inflammatory process in which the lymphocytes will be arranged in a linear pattern along the basement membrane zone. There will be interface dermatitis. A hallmark feature of the acute graft versus host disease is the satellite epidermal cell necrosis, but this is not pathognomonic feature. This satellite epidermal cell necrosis is characterized by apoptotic keratinocytes present in the epidermis. Besides this, there will be these satellites epidermal cell necrosis will be surrounded, or they will be tightly associated with the presence of lymphocytes around them. There will be interface vacuolar change. This pathology will be indistinguishable from the lichenoid drug eruption, which has a similar clinical feature, but the important differential is the presence of the number of the eosinophils. Although the eosinophils will be present in both acute graft versus host disease and the lichenoid drug eruption, but the large number of eosinophils will be present in the lichenoid drug eruption, and these large number of eosinophils will help us to rule out the acute graft versus host disease. Then histological picture can be divided into four grades depending upon the severity: grade 1, 2, 3, and 4. In grade 1, there will be basal cell vacuolization with or without mononuclear cell infiltration. In grade 2, there will be satellite epidermal cell necrosis, or we can say solitary epidermal cell necrosis surrounded by the mononuclear cells. In grade 3, there will be regional epidermal cell necrosis, because these individual epidermal cell necrosis will become combined together to form larger areas of the epidermal cell necrosis with bulla formation. And in grade 4, there will be complete dermal and epidermal separation. This grading is only helpful to divide the histological picture into four different grades depending upon the severity or the histological features present, but this is not helpful in determining the clinical severity or the prognosis or the outcome.